What's up? It's your boy Carter the Boss, and I'm in the building with the one and only that boy Tone. What up, fam?
Hell yeah. What's happening, partner?
So let's start from the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you from, and how you got into this music game.
So I'm originally from Corpus Christi, man. I was born in Killeen, Texas. Pops was in the Army, you know what I'm saying? So we moved around quite a bit. But most of my childhood was spent in Corpus and in Dripping Springs, Texas, which is a little outside of Austin. And then, you know, as I got a little bit older, kind of branched out to Austin and made my way over here to San Antonio in about, I'd say, 2012, the end of 2012. So I've been here since, man. As far as the music goes, you know, I've always been a student of the game, man, and always, you know, took pride in learning more about it, you know, since mm-hmm. the beginning of time, you know, as far as rap goes, you know, in the 80s and, you know, Cool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, all that stuff. And then just branching out and coming up all the way up to, you know, current times. So, it's been in my blood, bro. My pop's a musician, you know, brothers, everybody, you know, got something to do with music in some kind of way. So it was kind of in my blood. And then, you know, with the passion that just comes, you know, even more with it to kind of push myself into pursuing something with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure. So do you look at yourself as the Latino hip hop artist, or are you just a hip hop artist in general? Because, you know, right now we going through the Latino wave right now and they killing it.
For sure.
So, like, do you consider yourself in that genre of music of going into the hip hop, Latino hip hop, or you just want to stay like hip hop, period?
Yeah, I feel you. So with that, man, I've always been one to say this, and the beauty of music is, you know, there's really no boundaries, bro. We put ourselves in these boxes, man. And you know, I understand the genre, you know, country is different from rap, rap's different from Spanish, you know, and whatnot. But, you know, I try not to stick to one thing, brother. And we got, you know, I got, you know, friends and family and stuff like that don't like rap and might like Spanish, but I could get, you know, my people that like rap, my people that like Spanish, we get them in the same room, man, they end up collabing and doing something, and it's just a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't say so much just a Latino artist, because I mean, yes, I am, you know what I mean, but at the same time, it's like just the artist in general, man, because it's, you know, music is a free world, bro, and I wish more people would realize that instead of putting themselves in a box, there'd be a lot more music being made.
Okay, who's some of the mainstream artists that you've opened up for and performed for?
Man, so let me say this before, you know, before anything is I, you know, when I moved here to San Antonio in 2012, I met a homie, you know, through a mutual acquaintance, and it was actually my cousin that introduced us, and he goes by Mike Roach, by the way. Okay. This guy in the
East End.
Yeah. So he had
That come about? How did East End come about?
So that's exactly how it happened. So, you know, when I moved here in 2012, man, I didn't know anybody. You know, I had my family. My mom's side of the family is from here, so I had my family and stuff. But, you know, as far as the music goes, I knew nothing. Didn't know where to go to do anything. And my cousin was like, man, I know a guy, you know. So he ends up connecting me with homie Mike Roach, and he already had his thing going. He called it Easton. He's like, yo, bro, you know, I like what you do. Matter of fact, the first night we shook hands, bro, there was a DJ there, and he was playing music. And he's like, man, he's like, if you can rap like your cousin says, he's like, go on, spit something. You know what I mean? Put me on the spot. Put me on the spot, you know. And hey, that's, you know, diamonds are made under pressure. So I just spit him a little something. And he was like, hey, bro, he's like, you want to come by the studio? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. You know, long story short, man, we ended up clicking, and you know, I stuck with him, ended up joining his group, you know, East End. It was just really me and him. And we started making music. As far as the shows go, man, bro, like, you know, hard to say without trying to sound like I'm tooting my own horn, you know what I'm saying? But you know, we opened up for Bone Thugs, man, for Cypress Hill, Bun B. Man, there's so many. Motherfucking Twister, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's a long list, bro, and we're definitely blessed. And, you know, within that, met some new people, met connections, you know, promoters, other artists, and it kind of went from there. So here we are, you know, what, damn near 12, you know, over a decade later, and, you know, I'm feeling blessed. So, you know, shout out to East End, to my boy Mike Roach, and my homie Six Star Bank, who joined us a little bit later down the road. But shout out to them, man. So, yeah, that's how it started.
And then do you, like, in this music game, because we out here in Texas right now. So, you know, Texas is known for swangers and screw and chop and all that. And I listen to your music, and you don't have that.
Right.
You got that realistic hip-hop vibe, and you got – and I tell anybody, I've heard many people spit, and you can spit with the best of them.
I appreciate
it. I done heard my boy just go off the dome and kill it. My whole thing is this. Do you think, like, in this game that some promoters bullshit the artists?
Yeah, you know, I mean, to me, bro, in my opinion, it's more of a personality basis, right? Because you meet people, you know, say at your day-to-day job, man, you're going to meet people you don't just mesh with, bro. And right. some people move differently and act a certain way, talk a certain way, and it just don't vibe with you, and that's okay, you know. But it's the same thing within the music industry. And as far as promoters go, man, I've met the worst, I've met the best, you know what I mean? And, you know, never disrespecting anybody along the way, because, you know, it takes a lot, bro. It takes time, takes money, takes patience to put a show together, to get artists together, to make it happen, you know, and then for it to be a success, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a hit or miss as far as, you know, promoters go and what you run into along the way. You know,
correct. Mm-hmm. Do you, you have your own label now?
I do. So I say about 3-4 months ago, man, you know, I've been in the game, I'm 39 now, you know what I mean? And been in the game since I was probably 16, rapping, started seriously doing stuff about 23, 24. And, you know, along the way, I met so many people, man, promoters, artists, whatnot. I said, you know what, at some point, it's just like a basketball player or a sports player. You know, at some point, an athlete's going to have to think about the next step, because you're going to eventually have to slow down whatever it is you're doing. Now, music never dies, bro. Not forever rapping till my tongue gets cut out my mouth. You feel me? But, you know, at one point, it's like, man, you know, I see so many young artists, and a lot of them can be misguided fast. And because of the internet, because of social media, you know, they kind of can skyrocket themselves a lot quicker than when we were younger.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So it's like they, you know, they could be misguided easily, you know, with what they think they should be doing in order to succeed. Now, it all depends on what you want. You know, these days, a lot of people are happy just with YouTube views, with social media views, you know. And then, you know, on the flip end of it, there's people say, man, I want to do shows, you know. And when it comes down to it, a good point I try to make to them is like, okay, you know, that's good that you got 10,000 people that watch your YouTube video, but out of those 10,000, how many of them are going to pay a door fee or even just show up
yeah.
to see you live, you know, because that's where it's going to count as far as, you know, stepping up the steps of that ladder to get to where you want to be. But,
and I'm a firm believer that these artists got to start paying their dues. I think some artists just walk in the door thinking, hey, I'm that, and show up late and shit, and then you got to go off. Another thing I want to know is, like, when you are doing music and then you have family, how do you balance the two?
So that's a tough one. And I know, you know, man. Most of us do have kids, you know what I mean? And it is tough. And I would say, you know, the what makes it easy for me, you know, personally speaking for myself, is I got my other half, man. My girl Kim is the best, bro. And she's always supported me since the first day we met. We're going on probably almost 9 years now. Sheesh. You know what I mean? So, and it's like since day one, she's always supported what I do. And she also knows that it's my passion, you know. You know, I could be into a lot of other things, you know, but that's one of the things I pride myself in, and she knows that. So it makes that part of it easy now. As far as the family goes, you know, it's like everyday life. I got a day-to-day job I got to get to make that money to pay these bills, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I go and do that, bro, because, I mean, when you got something to fight for and work for, it makes it that much easier, man, because you just got to get up on your feet, you feel me? And you make things happen for yourself, you make things happen for your family, you know, it kind of builds up that confidence and can kind of in turn, you know, coincide with the music part of it, give you that motivation to keep pushing and you know, succeed, man.
Facts. So I'm gonna ask you this, are you gonna drop a solo album, a solo project anytime soon?
So yeah, that's definitely in the works right now, man. It's like I said, you know, I'm a part of a group called East End, and like I said before, it started with me and Mike Roach. Later down the road, I'd say, you know, maybe about 5 years ago, we ended up meeting a homie from East St. Louis, man. Goes by Six Star Bank, man. Our boy, you know, he was actually my neighbor for a while, and we kind of met that way, where a mutual neighbor was like, hey, oh, yo, he raps, you know what I'm saying? He raps too, we'll bring him over, you know, and it kind of went from there. So we started rocking together, man, and we did some shows together and got some projects out. But we definitely, at the same time, all three kind of branch out, and do our own things, you know. We're not so much, you know, like, you know, you can't do anything without us kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? Some people be like that, though, bro, you know what I mean? So nah, man, it's all love. Those are my brothers, man, and but I am definitely working on something, you know. It was kind of a transition, you know, when I first started. Again, you know how it is, man. You start out with names, stage names, kind of play with it. So I've always gone by that boy Tone, man. And once I started this independent label, man, I said, you know, it's kind of got to see it as a transition, a step up, you know, and a way to change and start over almost. And so I changed, you know, that stage name to King Tone, and within that, you know, kind of played with names for the label, and that's where I came up with King's Throne Entertainment, man. So
facts.
That's where we're at.
Do you think like a lot of artists gotta, let's not say a lot of, do you feel like you gotta leave the city and get that love outside the city for the city to love you when you come back?
It goes back to like what I'm saying, my brother, is like, it's all what you want. You know what I'm saying? Some artists are okay with just local. Yeah, local fame, I guess you could call it, or local attention. Let's put it that way.
Right.
You know, and they're okay with that. I'm one of those guys. Like, I don't have to move out. I don't have to branch out too much. You know, I'm not saying I'm against it. And you know, Lord knows we've tried and we've gotten out there. You know, we've done South by Southwest, stuff like that. So it's not like we're opposed to it. But, I mean, to me, it's every artist is different, man, because it's about what you want, what you're looking for. Looking for a wider audience, you know, or you just trying to have some fun, bite the family and friends. You know what I mean? Which, that's all right, too.
But brother, if they offer that deal.
Yeah, but if they offer that deal, family and friends will stay back. I'm gone now.
That's just how it is. Like, when I met you, me and you was working together.
Right,
and then we found out we knew Roach. Mm-hmm. And then when we started doing shows, I was like, yo, this is a cold motherfucker right here, boy. Yeah, he can spit. And I always say, if you got love for it, go on and do it to the fullest. Like, there's times where I take time off. I'm like, look, I got to take a step back because I want to venture into, like, clothing and and then now the podcast thing. But the music is always there. So anytime that people say, man, why do you support them? They not you. I said, I support them because it was a time where they supported me.
Right.
And there's a lot of people out here, like, they so jealous of, like, I was at a show where you won clearly. And I say clearly, you won clearly, and they bullshitted you. And I even went and spoke to the dude like a couple weeks later when I ran into him. I said, y'all played my dog. I said, y'all played my dog. He was like, he just looked at me. He ain't say nothing. But you know, I said, dog, business is business. But we stand on respect. And the thing about it is, like, from that moment on, I was just like, that was an opportunity that we knew it was bullshit because y'all hanging out the next day together. So, you know what I'm saying? For you, people love to see you and your group perform. They love to see the hardness because you go hard every time, dog. One last thing I'm gonna ask you is, like, have you ever had beef in this music game?
No, man, I can honestly say I have not. Like, just like you said, man, people are gonna talk, bro. And of course, I've had, you know, say a DJ or whatnot. Oh yeah, man. So I said they don't fuck with you because of this or that, and that's okay, bro. My answer is always, man, they can say what they want. I can't control what comes out their mouth. I can only
touch.
Yeah. Well, that you know what's understood don't have to be explained
exactly.
But you know, at the same time, it's like, bro, I can't control what comes out their mouth and their action. I can just control my reaction to that, you know. So it ain't no way it will. And even on the topic you're talking about, man, I don't speak about it much. I never said anything even after that happened, you know, because it wasn't as big of a deal, I guess. Of course, you know, it was a tough pill to swallow at the time, at that moment, because it was like you said, you know, it was pretty clear what happened that night, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'll say this, and it ain't throwing no names, no dirt on no names or nothing, but I'll put it this way, man. The gentleman that won that night came up to me and literally told me, hey, bro, we know you won, you know. And as a joke, it's like, well, give me the money then. You know what I'm saying? But like, even that, I respected that because the dude didn't have to say that, you know. So, but that kind of let me know how things kind of played out that night. Right. But it ain't no ill will even after that, even with those people, you know, the person that put it on and all that. I still don't have no problem with them, you know what I mean? Because you live and you learn, bro. But, you know, the thing is, no matter what everybody that was there that night saw, like, you know, if I really put myself into it and I guess call out to the fans, what have you, you know, supporters, let's put it that way, they're going to show up for us, man, and for me as well. So that's really what matters, bro, and that's really what made me feel good out of the whole situation. And that specific situation was I had a good, you know, 30 people that were there, and I, you know, showed up with 2-3 days, you know, even a night response. And request for them to be there, and they all showed up, man. So, you know, as long as I get that love, that other part of it, it don't faze me. Yeah. It don't faze me. So, shout out to them, by the way.
Shout out to them. So, one last thing. Are you known as a battle rapper, or are you just a freestyle veteran?
So, I I don't know how to explain this again without sounding like I'm tooting my own horn, but
going toot-toot. You know,
yeah, but toot-toot, my no, but, so when I first started, man, when I can remember, bro, almost the first time, you know, even thinking about rapping was, you know, I got one of them big extra huge families, you feel me? So, you know, I got 4 older brothers, and they're all older, you know, pretty big gap. So I would always hang out with them, man. I was always hanging out with older people, but I was always with my brothers, and they had a friend there, and he was freestyling. I was like, man, you know what? That's pretty easy. I've always been a fan of English. You know, yeah. I'm an English fan. When I was in school, that was the only class I had an A in. My brother was English. I didn't mind reading. I didn't mind writing, you know, compositions, what have you. So, you know, I guess it came naturally. But hearing somebody, you know, rap over a beat with no words, and then they're rapping with their own words, and it did something to me that night, bro. And I remember it was a dark, it was at night, you know what I'm saying? It was probably around New Year's. And I just remember hearing and saying, man, I could do that, man. And, you know, kind of call me out. Like, well, do it then. And of course, You know, as anything else, you start off and you
kind of pride.
Yeah. But you know, you got to work on your craft. But as we went, you know, and again, mind you, I'm 16 years old. So I'm still a kid, man. So, you know, I start brushing up those skills. I start going to these high school parties. I start rapping, and I'm getting all this attention, bro. And I'm like, well, shit, who don't love attention at 16?
You know what I'm saying?
So I kind of kept up with it. And within that, you know, again, I was always hanging out with older people. I started going to these college parties pretty, you know, I'd say about 17. And I would start freestyling, man. And it was one night, specific night, that somebody walked up to me and kind of just initiated a battle without, you know, me actually asking for it,
right?
And kind of started going at me, and I shit you not, bro, I just kind of spit it out and kind of just talked about what he was wearing and stuff. And you know, the reaction that I got there, I said, oh man, I want to do this. So
ate him.
But yeah, man, so I brushed up those skills and kind of just did the battle thing for a little bit, and kind of, you know, just moving around parties and where I could. Again, right. I was a kid, so I couldn't get in many places. And it kind of went from there. So from that, you know, I'll tell you like this, put it this way, I didn't write on paper till I was about 23, man, and I have been rapping since I was about 16. So a lot of it was from the dome, but help the skills. You feel me?
Yeah.
Help the tools. Yeah.
Where can they find your music at?
So our official page on Facebook is King's Throne Entertainment, King's Throne ENT. All of Easton stuff is on YouTube. You can find it on Spotify as well, or what's the other one? There's a few of them, man. All the major platforms. Check it out. Yeah. And this solo project, I'm probably going to push out just about every platform as well to kind of get it out there. Kind of working out the features. Hoping my boy Carter the Boss will bless us with the feature. You know what I mean? And get me on there. You know, but at the same time, you know, reaching out to these other artists, you know, with Kingstone Entertainment, we got quite a few artists on the bill, you know, and affiliates, you know, that are down with it. You know, they got their own things, and still get down with us, you know. Should mention a few, you know, Moses Bravo is one of them, R&B artists, man, he's doing his thing, my brother, like, doing his thing, so it's all love with him. Another one is Kai Factor, you know, besides yourself, obviously, you know what I mean, coming through and blessing us with verses and whatnot. So yeah, we got a couple singers, Beck and Raya, man, we got man, bro, I tell you, everywhere they go, they tear it down, man, just a positive, good vibe and energy, man, every time they're blessed. I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. I want to say they're somewhere around here. But yeah, man, I mean, they perform everywhere, bro. So every chance we get, me and the wife try to make it out there to go, you know, to support them and see. But we got a few others, man. There's a young artist as well. He goes by CTG Nick, man. And he's also got his own label with his manager / Pops called CTG Entertainment. That's what it is. And man, he's doing the same.
I feel like he put a damn video out every damn
man. I tell you what, that's a little hustling brother, man. And he's got a job, so he ain't no lazy kid, man. He's doing his thing. So shout out to them, bro. CTG Entertainment.
What's the next event you got coming up, or you're promoting, or you're on?
So I'm glad you asked, bro. So tomorrow, which is Saturday, April 13th, we're gonna be doing a tattoo party, man, / event at Alamo City Addiction, man. It's right off of I-35. You know, anybody gets on online and checks it out, Alamo City Addiction. We'll be there from 3 to 6, and we're gonna have a DJ Elite, man.
DJ Elite,
you already know. I shouldn't have to say anything
DJ
else.
DJ Elite
is gonna be, you know, providing some entertainment and some music from 3 to 6. The tattoo artist is gonna be Jerome Aranda, which is actually my older brother, man.
Okay.
Yeah, damn good artist, bro, and just blessed with talent and the gift that
does he come, you know, from the struggle, your brother?
He does, my brother, and that's another good question. You know, he really does, man, and I don't really want to put too much business out there, but you know, we all go through things, and
struggle.
You know, he was a different person back then, let's put it that way, and he had to go and do time for, you know, what he, for his actions, let's put it that way. And he got out, man. Before he got out, actually changed his life, gave his life to the Lord. So, you know, that's what he's into now, man. And I appreciate him just for being here, man, and being around. And, you know, I got nothing but love and respect, and definitely pride myself on values that he sets for himself and his, morals and goals, man, because, you know, that's a role model in my mind, man, you know, to turn your life around like that after something crazy like that. And, you know, again, gifted and talented. So, yeah, man, he's going to be doing a $50 black ink palm size tattoos, man, okay, which is a good deal if you think about it. I know you got some big old mitts, bro, so that's a big tattoo. You know what I mean? But
I'm trying to get a tattoo.
Yeah, myself, yeah. Man. So we'll be there again, Alamo City Addiction, tomorrow, Saturday 13th from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. And, you know, it's first come, first serve, BYOB. So bring your ice chest, bring some beer, have a good time.
You know how to act.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, that shit, again, that's another what's understood shouldn't be explained. We all grown, and it's going to be all positive vibes, man. It ain't no negativity that is ever connected on purpose anyways with Kingstone Entertainment, man. It's always love. Any other artist that we've ever dealt with, done shows with, you know, even at Z-Stand or Kingstone Entertainment, it's always been love, bro.
Never been no drama. I vouch for
that. Ever,
time,
man.
Every time we in somewhere, it's always... Most of the time, we making fun of each other.
Yeah, yeah, that's all the time. We do that on a regular basis. You know what I mean? But
So I want y'all to make sure y'all check out all their music on all platforms. I want y'all to make sure y'all understand, like, it's not easy. If you're getting in this music game, make sure you surround yourself around the right people.
Straight up,
because it's harder than it looks.
Oh yeah,
y'all look on TV, all them videos and all that. It look easy.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, get in the studio. Work on your craft, work on your mix and mastering, but the most important thing you want to work on is your paperwork.
Paperwork.
Work on that paperwork. Yeah. I'm here with that boy Tone, man. If y'all need any info on him, hit me up. I'll make sure I slide it over to him. And you can find him on Instagram and everywhere else. All
hell
right?
Hell yeah.
I don't want y'all to be like, man, Cardi, we don't know where to find him. He on Instagram, he on Facebook.
All that.
He everywhere, boy.
All
he,
that.
Like, you in good hands.
I'll pull up to the front door if I have to,
you know,
man. Shake your hand.
Y'all need him to do some shows. Just know the money got to come.
You
know what I'm saying? 3 days is over. So I want to thank my boy Tone for coming in, and y'all tuning into the Carter Podcast here on Spotify.
Bet. Appreciate you.